Good morning. Lance Tarchione, technical agronomist with the Cabot Asgro, here with you on Ag Talk this morning on WGIL AM 1400 radio. Hopefully you are enjoying your weekend and enjoying the nice stretch of beautiful fall weather we've had here in early to mid-November. Had a week or so of pretty wet weather at the end of October and at the beginning of November, and at one point there we were wondering when we would be able to get back in the field to try to get harvest wrapped up. Every day there's a few more people that are finishing harvest. If you have not finished yet, hopefully you're close, and hopefully the weather continues to cooperate with those that are trying to get the last of the crop in. We actually finished on our farm Wednesday afternoon, about 3 o'clock, finished the last field, and man, was that a good feeling. I had been getting progressively more stressed over the past couple weeks, wondering if we were going to get through this harvest. And it was a blessing to me that the last 340 acres actually went pretty smooth. We had very minimal issues, very minimal breakdowns, very minimal problems. We were able to get trucks when we needed to have trucks. And that's good, because any major breakdown, setback, disappointment, problem, I was in no mood to deal with anything like that. So very fortunate for me and fortunate for my help that they didn't have to deal with me dealing with problems. Because we didn't have many getting done, and in spite of that, it always takes us longer to get done than it should, and I'm already thinking about some changes that we can implement for next year, as far as, you know, how we market our grain, when we try to start harvest, maybe organizing things a little bit better, maybe planting some more crop that can be harvested earlier. Trying to improve our harvest logistics a little bit, which is a real challenge for us because of the distance between some of our fields. But have some ideas that I'd like to implement before next year to maybe make next year go a little more smoothly. So in the end, it was a good harvest. Soybeans were exceptionally good, near record soybean yields for me. So that was nice. Corn was, you know, a little more modest, but considering how awful it looked in June and considering the fact that at the end of June we weren't sure we were going to have anything to harvest, I can't complain about my corn yields. Shared plenty with the deer, but they left enough that it was acceptable. So Hopefully your yields have been good, and you are either done or very close to done, and hopefully the rest of your harvest is a safe and productive one. Now we're entering into the time of year where, you know, a lot of grain gets moved from on-farm storage. We've got fall fertilizer applications to make, a lot of anhydrous going on. So anhydrous ammonia would be, for those of you that don't know, that's what's in the white tanks being pulled by the tractors that are going through the fields, and they're knifing that. It's a liquid under pressure and turns to a gas when you release the pressure, and you have to inject that in the soil, and then the moisture in the soil binds or absorbs that and keeps it in the soil. And that's one of the most common forms of nitrogen that we use for corn. So if you're seeing those white tanks going back and forth through the fields, that will be a cornfield next year. And that farmer or retail applicator is applying nitrogen fertilizer to that corn crop. So a lot of that goes on. That's a very common practice in this part of the Midwest. Other fertilizer applications, lime applications, tillage, spray applications. So it might surprise you to know that sometimes weed control in the fall is wise, because if you control those winter annual weeds that emerge in the fall, they won't be there to cause you issues in the spring. So that's what we call a fall burn down. And those are, those applications are going on. And then obviously there's, tiling projects to be done, fence to be built, livestock, work that goes on, year round. So even though harvest is over, there's still a lot of work to be done through the rest of the fall, getting set up, getting prepared, getting yourself in a good place for next spring. When you get all your fall field work done, you might have shop projects to, repair equipment or maintain equipment just to make sure everything's ready to go for spring. We've got several projects like that on the list to do this winter as well. And never a day that there's not something that could be done on the farm. So it's nice to have the pressure of harvest behind you, but it's not like there's nothing to do after harvest is over. It just goes from super, super, super stressful to just, let's work like normal people and not like crazy people. So anyway, hopefully all those activities are going well on your farm. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to share something of kind of a personal nature with you here on air. Been thankful here recently that most of my life I have been blessed with generally good health, and I've had some health issues that I've had to deal with here the last couple weeks, which not good timing for that, by the way, when I was already stressed out about not being done harvesting and trying to get done harvesting. And as I was thinking about what I was going to say about this, I was trying to count up the number of trips that I've made to clinics, doctors, hospitals, and pharmacies over the past 2 weeks. And it's a lot. So it's been fairly time consuming. Not done with all that yet, by the way, but have made progress, have learned some things. Probably need to make a few lifestyle changes, and hopefully get a couple more things addressed. But when I come back, we'll delve into that a little bit. Not on a level that will hopefully make anyone uncomfortable, but just in the mood to share. Hi, Lance Tarchione, technical agronomist with DeKalb and Asgrow, back with you here on Ag Talk this morning on AM 1400 WGIL Radio. And I mentioned before the break that been dealing with some health issues the last couple weeks, and I for most of my life have really been able to avoid doctors, avoid hospitals. I don't really do annual checkups. I don't really do the things you're supposed to do to take care of yourself. Quite frankly, I've got kind of a poor attitude about that kind of stuff. I kind of figure, something's going to kill all of us one of these days, and someday it'll be my turn and whatever. But occasionally something comes up that you have to address, and I'm always reminded, when I'm doing something with my health, how spoiled I am. And how thankful I am that to have good health. And that's one of those things that some people don't know how good you've got it until you don't have good health anymore. But I think about all the people who deal with major, terrible, life-threatening, difficult to deal with, health issues with, themselves or their kids or their family members, I've been pretty blessed. My family's healthy. I'm healthy. We haven't had to go through a lot of that stuff, and that's something that I'm very thankful for. I'm also well aware of the fact that as I get older and as my family gets older, I will too get to enjoy the challenges of dealing with those sort of things that we all do. But my issue started out with a clumsy moment on the farm. I've never been the most coordinated guy in the world. Was not a gifted athlete in high school. And you know what? As I've gotten older and I'm in less, I'm not in as good a shape, and as I've gotten heavier, that hasn't gotten any better. And so I was unloading a wagon of grain at an unloading auger, goes into our grain leg, into the grain bins, and kind of a poor design. You have to step over that to turn it on and off. And, you know, ergonomically, not a good design. But I was stepping over that to, I don't remember if I was going to turn it on and turn it off, one of the two. But the toe of my right boot caught on the corner of the hopper because, you know, Fat Lance didn't pick his foot up high enough to clear it. So I caught my toe on it, and it snagged my foot, you know, kind of tore the leather on my boot, and, you know, it held on to my toe firmly enough that, you know, when I tried to move forward and that right foot didn't come forward, I took a tumble and landed on my right shin on part of this metal hopper. And it hurt like a you know what. Didn't break anything, no blood gushing. Just banged it up, basically, which I've banged stuff up a million times. It'll get better. Rub a little dirt on it. It'll be fine. I got things to do. So didn't think that much of it. Totally unrelated to that. Like a day later, I noticed, I'm starting to get a cough and I got a sore throat. And that was on like a Saturday night. And then Sunday, I noticed I don't feel very good. And it's getting kind of hard to breathe. And I'm more short of breath than normal. And by late Sunday, it was like, I don't remember ever feeling this bad before. Even when I had COVID, I didn't think I felt this bad. And I thought, you know, Monday morning, if I still feel like this, I'm going to do something crazy. I'm going to go to the doctor. And my son was shocked that I went to the doctor. And, you know, people that knew me were, you know, concerned, because if I'm going to the doctor, I must be near death. And so they tested me for influenza. They tested me for COVID. So I have to disclose here, that's the first time in my life I've taken a COVID test. And so I can no longer honestly say that I've never had a COVID test. I've now had one. Hopefully it's my last one. It was negative, by the way. But anyway, so she listened to my lungs, and they were kind of rattly, and thought, yeah, maybe I better get a chest x-ray. So chest x-ray showed possible pneumonia, also showed something that she didn't like about my aorta, which, you know, I'm thinking, hey, you know, that's kind of an important part. And if there's problems with the aorta, that, you know, maybe you ought to pay attention here. So they wanted to do a CT scan to check out the aorta and get a closer look at my lungs. But I was diagnosed with pneumonia at that time, and they put me on some antibiotics for that. And I started to slowly feel better. It was a slow climb. Had an appointment set with my doctor. So this was on a Monday. Had an appointment set with my doctor for Thursday. CT scan was set up for Friday. I had to go see my doctor because I hadn't seen him in a long time, and so he took this opportunity to get my butt back in his office, and he informed me that he didn't care what my COVID test said. I had COVID. Well, he's a bit of a COVID phobe, so figures that he would try to blame that on COVID, and who knows? But my test was negative, so that's all I know. And but anyway, few days later, my son had all the same symptoms, so could be he was right. But anyway, got through the CAT scan or CT scan, and you know, aorta is I'm just built weird, as it turns out. So there's really nothing wrong with it, other than I'm not made right. And you know, those of you that know me just know it. Yeah, hey, yeah, he ain't right. Yeah, so that's not going to. That's not going to surprise anybody, but not anything life threatening, at least at this time. Not anything we need to deal with. So that was a relief. Lungs were fine. So on the mend there. So back to my leg. So through all of this, you know, my leg has been sore, but you know, I knew why it was sore, and it wasn't broke. So what the hell? It'll get better. And then, like Monday of this week, I noticed that. Well, actually, it was Tuesday. So Tuesday of this week, when I get in from the field late that night, and I'm taking my boots off, and I thought, damn, that leg is kind of swollen up, and it's kind of tight, it's kind of red, kind of hot, doesn't look quite right. And it felt worse than it had felt since, like, the day that I hurt it. And so I thought, well, I'll see how it feels tomorrow. So, you know, slept on it that night, and next day was better. Won't say it was well, but it wasn't as bad as it was, you know, that day after being in the combine all day long. And so I thought, well, okay, all right, it'll keep healing. Well, the next day was Thursday, and by Thursday afternoon, it was like super tight, super sore, like, you know, couldn't get my mind off of it because I could just feel it throbbing. Very warm to the touch, very red, very irritated looking, not a healthy looking thing. And so now I'm starting to get paranoid that, okay, I've ignored this too long. I've got some horrible infection that they're not going to be able to cure. I'm going to end up in the hospital on IVs, and they're going to take my right leg off at the knee. So I convinced myself that I better get this checked out now. So after my daughter's National Honor Society deal on Thursday evening, I head to the ER. And the ER doctors weren't, you know, they weren't terribly thrilled to see this guy coming in at 9 o'clock at night, wanting them to look at his leg that he hurt 10 days ago. And they're like, you know, so what? You decided at 9 o'clock on a Thursday night, 10 days after you hurt it, that now is when you need this looked at? And kind of getting some sideways looks from people for that. And so they're looking at it and like, well, you know, looks like might be cellulitis, but you really shouldn't have cellulitis because you're on antibiotics for the pneumonia. I find out later that the antibiotics I was on for the pneumonia don't really do much for cellulitis. So it actually wasn't surprising that I could have cellulitis in spite of the fact that I'd been on antibiotics. And they said, or you know, the other thing that can cause a leg to do this would maybe be a blood clot. But we can't test for blood clots now because we don't have anybody here that can do the ultrasound for that. So you have to come back tomorrow for that. And as it turns out, the pharmacy's closed, so you can't get the antibiotic that we're going to put you on for cellulitis in case that's what you have. So Thursday night trip to the ER was like a complete waste of my time. And so then Friday, I had to go back again. So to go, at least to go to the pharmacy to pick up my prescription that I couldn't get the night before. And so I think, you know, this ER experience was not all that satisfying. I think I want a second opinion. So I go back to prompt care and rehash all of that with them. And so they do an ultrasound to check for blood clots, and it was negative, just a hematoma. And probably cellulitis. So they got me on antibiotics for that. But they are concerned about blood flow to my lower extremities. And so now I've got some artery scan that I've got to do. So it just seems like every little thing, you know, triggers something else. And it's been crazy. But, you know, compared to my spoiled standards of not having to deal with health issues and not having to deal with doctors, people out there who have faced, you know, true life-threatening, you know, serious diseases, you know, this is nothing compared to what you've been through. I get that. So I don't want to sound like I'm complaining. It's just, still mildly irritating to have to deal with this kind of stuff. I guess, you know, as they say, the alternative, you know, probably wouldn't be better. But, you know, you do wonder. So anyway, we'll keep battling here, and glad harvest is over. So now I can focus on my one real job, and that's being an agronomist for Bayer. And have a little more time to deal with these health issues in a way that's not impacting me getting done with harvest. So hopefully your health as well. Hopefully I didn't share too much there. Hopefully I didn't make anybody feel uncomfortable. Not looking for sympathy. Not looking for a GoFundMe page. Not looking for cards. I just, you know, I don't know why I was in the mood to share that. I just was. And if I overshared, I apologize. I probably am in trouble with several family members who didn't know a damn bit of that. And somebody's probably going to tell them that, oh yeah, Lance was talking about all the stuff, troubles he'd been having on the radio. And I'm like, what troubles? Well, that SOB, he never told me anything about any of that. So yeah, we'll deal with that through the next week, and you can all chuckle about that. So anyway, have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll keep nursing my leg back to health, and we'll be back with you next weekend. Take care.